Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. How you doing out there, boys and girls? Last time the cops pulled me over, I told them I was Jerry Burke, and that's the story I'm going with, damn it. Not a bad ball game, huh? Yeah, I hate to get up there and, like, pat myself on the back, which is kind of crap because I do that all the time anyway. But I did, and I'm in here with Cabby right now. Cabby, how are you? That's enough out of you. But did I not say, this past week when Marco D'Angelo was on from wagertalk.com, did I not bet him a buffet of the Caesars, and did I not take the Patriots straight up? It's on. You can talk.
Oh. I did not. I don't remember any of that.
Of course you don't. You were probably stoned or drunk.
Like, yeah. If you got like a tape of it, maybe I'll
I do. I'm going to have it ready for Marco on Wednesday.
Yeah, I can't wait to pull that out of the file.
All right. We're all back and comfortable and happy little campers after our fun in Arizona. I just love the old gray whistle test. That's what this is the theme from. Actually, this was a song called the Stone Fox Chase. It was from a band called Area Code 615. They're from Nashville, surprisingly, which is the area code.
Hey, you know, the last time the cops pulled me over, I told them I was Jerry Burke.
That's all right. It's a common name. There's like two pages of us in the phone book in Boston.
But not spelled like yours.
No. My parents had a sense of humor. G-E-R-R-I-E.
No, Jerry, you're German. Derogatory term for Germans.
Actually, I'm Irish and British.
Oh, I thought it was derogatory for your German
heritage. As Humphrey Bogart said... in Casablanca, when Conrad Heim said, what is your nationality? He said, I'm a drunkard. So I'm going to go with that, too. 1-800-878-7529. Talking some Super Bowl. Taking your calls. I got Cabby in here.
Jonesing for football. I'm gonna lose it.
Pitchers and catchers report in a couple of weeks.
Oh, no, that ain't going to do it.
Go Red Sox.
I need the real juice, baby.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92, 1-800-878-7529.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone. It's just just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
GolfDiscount.com is already the best place to find high-quality golf clubs, bags, shoes, and more at the guaranteed lowest prices. Now it's also where you can win a brand-new tailor-made R15 driver. Go to GolfDiscount.com/radio and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll be entered for a chance to win. While you're there, you can write product reviews for even more chances to win. That's right, the best place for great golf gear since 1995 just got better. Head to GolfDiscount.com/radio now, and a tailor-made R15 driver could be yours. That's GolfDiscount.com/radio.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Don't have to love each other to play.
It's just what I mean, you bastard. Every time I call it a game, you call it a business. And every time I call it a business, you call it a game. Far out.
Love this song. From a very underrated album in 1981 called Z-Bop. Well, Santana. Super Bowl Sunday 2015. I remember like Super Bowl I was like January like 10th or something like that. We're in February now. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92, along with my man, Cabby. Christian, you're in Galveston County, Texas. Scott, you're in Ohio, but first we're going to go to the cultural center of the universe and talk to our man, Moonshine Mike. Moonshine, how are you, my friend? Welcome to Sports Overnight.
Well, I'm a little underwater. You have to forgive me. But, you know, they used to play 14 games. That's why it ends early. That's when the Dolphins won, you know, it went run the rack. But, I mean, that was a good Super Bowl tonight. Great Super Bowl. Brady was getting whooped going into the fourth quarter, and he just said, look, I'm going to throw it short. That's what I do. And he came through. Brady was determined, but he looked like, you know, he said, God, I'm sucking.
All right, Mike, get to your point. I got a lot of calls here, and you sound like death on a soda cracker. What else is up?
Well, personally, I thought the Super Bowl was one of the better ones in my that I've seen.
Say that again?
I thought the Super Bowl was one of the better Super Bowls that I've ever seen.
It was one of the more exciting ones, I'll give you that.
Well, you know, the Patriots were supposed to win, and they did. Seattle's defense could only do so much.
Well, yeah, I mean... Yeah, but, you know, you got an interception towards the end there. I mean, that's – hey, Mike, you really sound terrible, man. Give me a call tomorrow when you can –
Brady threw 36 completions, you know.
Out of 50. Mike, you sound like terrible. I can barely understand you. Call me tomorrow night, okay?
Yeah.
Sports Overnight America. Christian, you're in Galveston County, Tejas. Welcome to our unmitigated disaster of a radio program. Christian?
Good evening, Jerry Burke.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right, sir. I just got two questions to ask you. ASK, of course.
All right.
First of all, I know after tonight, well, after a couple hours ago, the Patriots now have won their fourth Super Bowl championship since this millennium started.
Uh-huh.
But I got to ask, ASK,
right.
Do you think that the Pats will go back to the Super Bowl probably with the same roster they had this season, even though...
That's only happened once. The Super Bowl IX Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Vikings 16-6, at Tulane Stadium in New Orleans. The very next year, they played the Dallas Cowboys at the Orange Bowl and won that game 21-17 with the exact same roster. That'll never happen again. Patriots said they need to get a running back, and they need to, you know, they need to work on their defense a little bit. Cabby, you would agree with me on that. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but no, I mean, of course they're going to, you know, in the AFC East, I mean, you know, there are teams that are coming. Miami's getting better, obviously. Buffalo is getting better, obviously. But, you know, it's still, I mean, New England's still the class of the AFC East. So
they're the champs till they get
beat. Yeah, until somebody says differently. I mean, think about
the,
about this. In this age of parity and of free agency. I mean, they went 11-5 one year and didn't make the playoffs. But think about the run they've been on now for the last 15 years. I mean, this is. I mean, you're looking at something that's pretty epic here, and considering in this day and age, with the parity thing. And I mean, you're talking about a team that has been to 6 Super Bowls in the last 14 years. That's pretty damn impressive. And I don't care who. I mean, win or lose them, that's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, I bet it is. But how the hell are they gonna change up if they got no damn draft picks?
They got a few through trades and stuff.
Yeah, they got.
They're not like
don't have to have a first round draft pick. I mean, Terrell Davis was fifth or sixth round pick.
Don't they have Seymour for Seymour?
Yeah, I mean,
Raiders.
Don't worry about the pay. Let them get the Lester. Let them enjoy.
They need
their
a
win.
Running back, maybe on a stretch. Yeah. You know, once okay.
Right, they can use a wide receiver.
Yeah, right.
You know, somebody,
a quarterback.
No, but there we are. But yeah, they're gonna be fine. Christian.
Yeah, I bet they are. Just wait till they have to face the Texans again.
Oh God!
There you go.
What else is that? Is that all you got for me, my friend?
JJ.
No, actually, I got one more question for you and Cabby.
Yeah.
Seeing the fact that football season is over, we all know we gotta turn to other things. But seeing the fact that the deal didn't get set in stone for Mayweather-Pacquiao on May 2nd.
Right.
Do you think that the fight will still happen exactly 3 months from right now?
I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing it will be. I mean, let's put it this way. The only way this fight's not going to happen is if Mayweather, you know, because I got news for you. Mayweather does not want to fight Pacquiao. Pacquiao will beat him. I mean, Mayweather's done everything in his power not to fight Manny Pacquiao.
I wonder what the payday will be. That's hard to resist.
Oh, it doesn't.
He's getting $2 million a fight for these garbage fights.
Yeah, you know, and so yeah.
Does he give that up for the big $25 million or whatever?
He's got it. Hey, yeah, no, I can do this. That fight will happen sometime this year.
It's money, man. It's got to happen.
Yeah, but you know, the only way it won't is if Mayweather bows out because he's afraid to fight Pacquiao, which is entirely possible.
Plus the fact that they need to have a stellar undercard, and you know Mayweather's going to want 60-40 out of this.
Yeah, so no, the money thing's not a problem. The money thing's not a problem at all. I mean, they will come up with any amount of money that is needed to get this fight up. I just, you know, Mayweather does not want to fight Pacquiao. I can tell you that right now because just because you're undefeated doesn't make you the best. Rocky Marciano retired for, I think it was 47 or 49-0. But that doesn't make him the greatest heavyweight of all time. Christian, I got to run, my friend. Take care of yourself.
All right, I'll talk to you on the internet, and I'll stalk you on the internet, Cabby.
Oh, no, don't. I'm not on the internet.
He's an idiot. Internet.
I broke my cell phone, so nobody can reach me.
1-800-878-7529. Head out to Tin Soldiers and Nixon's Calling, out to Ohio. I have a cousin that lives in Columbus, actually. Scott, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Overnight.
I'm doing good. How you guys?
I'm emotionally mediocre. Cabby, how about yourself?
Not too bad. I'm withdrawn a little. You know, I could use a Pro Bowl just about now.
Oh, yeah.
Get my Super Bowl Jones.
What's going on in the Buckeye State? I know you guys are getting some pretty bitching weather out there.
We're getting buried in snow. We got 7-8 inches right here in Akron, Ohio, where I live.
Well, let's see. It was like 72 here today in San Francisco.
But they have a national championship.
Well, maybe LeBron will pitch in and get some more snow plows.
You're supposed to say, you have sunshine, but we have a national championship.
That's true. Well, I just want to call, first of all, congratulate the Patriots.
Hell yeah.
To be honest, I'm not a big Patriots fan. Obviously, I live in Ohio, but, you know, I'm glad they won. I didn't want to see Seattle win 2 in a row. Anyway, you know, most of us on this earth agree that was a pretty crazy call there at the end. However, that being said, that's really all the more reason to pass the ball because everybody expected the run, you know?
So exactly.
If they make that catch, he's a hero.
Right.
You know? So obviously it didn't work out.
Look, when you throw a ball in the air, one of three things are going to happen. It's going to be caught, it's going to be intercepted, or it's going to be incomplete. You know, so
Do you see how clocked that receiver got, too? I mean, like, literally, there's no way he had his hands on the ball if it got there. He wanted the pass interference, but the ball got right.
They weren't going to throw a flag there. I mean, he would have had to have taken out a machete and just gone all out on him for the throw. They would never have thrown a flag. They would not. You know, during the
there was a lot of not calls.
And none of that flag with the Maurice Claret Ohio State Miami game thing. None of that crap was going to happen. Trust me. He would have had to have shot him for them to throw a flag. So what else is on your mind, Scotty?
Well, I did hear like in the huddle before that play. They said Marshawn Lynch asked him if he really wanted to win the Super Bowl, and he said, "No, I'll pass."
But
nah.
That was okay. You know what? I'll give you that one. Considering the hour of the night and the fact that I know I'm drunk, I'm thinking you probably are as well. So that's not too bad. Well, Scott, what do you do for a living, Scott?
Well, I do a couple of things. I do long work in the summer, and then I work for an auto supplier in the nighttime. So.
Oh, that's cool. You're not working right now, are you?
Actually, I am. I'm on a break right now.
Oh, that's cool. So you're listening to us on Sirius and XM?
In the middle of the night.
Exactly. That's what I do every break.
So
I'm sorry.
No, Ohio. I mean, I've been in Ohio more than a few times. Going to concerts and stuff like that primarily. But I've been pulled over on the Ohio Turnpike literally half a mile after I got off the Pennsylvania Turnpike because I had a "Steal Your Face Dead" sticker on my car, and they pulled me over for tailgating on the Ohio Turnpike and asked to search my car. That was really nice of them, wasn't it?
Oh wow!
But my girlfriend at the time who was with me, her father was a sergeant in the Pennsylvania State Police. When they found that out, they got real nice. I actually got a letter of apology from the a lieutenant in the Ohio State Police later because of the way they treated us. That was kind of cool, actually.
I got a quick story, too. I was going to Florida one time, and I was driving down there from here in Ohio. I got a ticket before I even got out of Ohio, a speeding ticket. And then coming back, I'm like, oh, I'm taking it easy, driving all slow. I just crossed the border into Ohio near kind of the Youngstown area, and I got pulled over for speeding again. I got two tickets on the same trip. Both in Ohio.
Satchel Paige was driving through Georgia. This is back during when he was big star in the Negro Leagues, and he was going through Macon or something like that. And he was going 100 miles an hour. He gets pulled over by a state a cop, and he says, that's a $50 fine. And Paige hands him $100, and he says, just hold on to it. I'm coming back this way in a few days.
There you go.
But Scott, thanks for your time, my friend. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, no problem.
And stay warm. And you know what? Enjoy the white stuff.
Oh, yeah, geez, that's horrible. Take care, guys.
Take care. 1-800-878-7529. Ooh, little Professor Longhair in the background. Guy who learned to play piano from a discarded piano in an alley in New Orleans. Pretty cool.
Are you fading out?
No, I'm not fading out, but Professor Longhair is. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
I'm sure you'll see the Zulu Queen.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Arguably the greatest rock song ever. Arguably, from the Beggar's Banquet, 1968, The Stones.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
See, I have this theory, Cavi. The greatest rock song ever written, not necessarily performed, but the greatest rock song ever written, Jailhouse Rock. Written. Not necessarily performed, but written.
This isn't even my favorite song on the album, though.
On Beggar's
Stray
Banquet?
Cat's Blues.
That's on the Beggar's Banquet? That is on the Beggar's Banquet.
I love that song.
1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here. 28 and a half minutes past the hour with the heavily breathing Cavi.
Oh, my God. No, I can't breathe.
1-800-878-7529. Time to head out to our man in the Rockies, Don in Denver. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, my friend.
Hey, Jerry, how's it going tonight, man?
It goes. How about yourself, my friend? How'd you like that Bronco Packer Super Bowl?
I'm sorry, which one?
How did you like that Bronco Packer Super Bowl? Oh, I'm sorry.
From 1998?
Yeah, exactly. Now, what'd you think of the game?
It was a great game, Jerry. You know, I got to give Brady and the Patriots credit for coming back from 10 points down because I thought the Seahawks had, they had a chance to put it away, obviously, when they were down there first and goal at the one and right before they throw the interception. But, I was kind of hoping they were, going to use some time, force New England to call timeout, but then they throw the, Russell Wilson throws a pick, so, it pretty much sealed the game. And it was a good game, though, overall. And I guess that right now you got to kind of put Brady – he's joining Bradshaw in Montana now. He's the only quarterbacks that have won four Super Bowls. And, Belichick, he's only one of two coaches now that has four rings, Super Bowls, him and Chuck Noll now. But despite all that, the whole spy gate and the deflate gate and all that other stuff that's gone around with him, I got to give him credit for, winning the game. So
Let me ask you something. This is the Patriots. This is their sixth Super Bowl since 2001.
Right.
Considering we're in this age of parity and free agency and everything like that, I mean, is this the run that they have been on? I would put this up with against any dynasty, in any era. Period. You got to keep in mind, however, the era we're in, free agency. Yeah, and all sure. stuff. How would you rank this?
What would I rank your dynasty, Jerry?
Yeah, how would you rate this as a dynasty?
Well, I still, you know, me, Jerry, if I ranked them, I didn't see the Packers of the 60s play. I still have them, Jerry, underneath the I still have them underneath the Steelers of the 70s, the Niners of the 80s. But I think right after they're right in maybe the Cowboys in the early 90s. But I think they're right after those three dynasties.
Think about how long these guys have been. They're like the San Antonio Spurs and the Atlanta Braves. They're consistently good.
Yeah, you're right, Jerry. And I tell you what, I mean, no disrespect to living here in Denver with Pat Bowlen, who a lot of people say is the greatest owner in sports, but I think Robert Kraft might be the best owner. He's arguably the best owner of all of sports. Because, like you said, I mean, to have that kind of consistency over a period of time since 2001, and, you know, I can't say that Tom Brady's not the greatest quarterback of all time. I mean, I won't get into John Elway right now, but, I mean, I thought for a long time it was Joe Montana because of his numbers in the four Super Bowls. He won 11 touchdowns, no picks. But,
well, in my opinion, the best quarterback I ever saw, and he never won a Super Bowl, was Dan Marino. I mean, he was fantastic. And you can make an argument for Dan Fouts. I mean, these guys were fantastic quarterbacks. They just never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no doubt, Jerry, because, I mean, you know, Dan Fouts was a Bronco when it gets the Broncos for a number of years. And, yeah, I agree with you. Fouts and Marino are probably the top of the list. And Jim Kelly, of course, too, for, you know, Hall of Famers that never won a Super Bowl.
I mean, Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, Jerry, I mean, they're up there. I mean, I kind of had them, you know, just like you said. I mean, the only two guys left from the last time they won a Super Bowl is Vince Wilfork and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick as the coach, so that says a lot. And you know what's interesting about it is, Jerry, that, I mean, I know Josh McDaniels' name has not come up, at least to be a head coach next season, but I think he's ready to be a head coach now. He got a little bit more whiskers and under his, you know, just when he was in Broncos coach in 2009. But, yeah, that team's going to make another run, I feel that. You know, I mean, who's to say Brady's not going to get a – I mean, six Super Bowls. No other quarterback started six Super Bowls.
Yeah, Mike Lotish is the only guy who's ever played in six. Now, Don Beebe was on the roster for six, but he only played in five.
Yeah.
Don, I got another call I got to get to. I actually got somebody from Seattle on the other line who sounds like they're standing on the tip of the space needle getting ready to jump.
I'm going to let you go, but I want to talk to you about the Nuggets like tomorrow or something. So
please call.
Yeah, I know.
No nuggets on Super Bowl night.
Take care of yourself, Don.
Okay, I understand. You guys take care, man. I appreciate the time. Have a great night.
You bet. 1-800-878-7529. We're heading out to the Emerald City. To a man, I mean, it's a good thing that Tacoma Narrows Bridge is no longer there. You'd probably be standing on the edge of it. Reno, you're in Seattle. How are you okay, man? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, man.
I know how you feel growing up as a Red Sox fan. I mean, I mean, all those. Trust me, I know how you feel. I know how you feel. But you know, it happens. You know, somebody's got to lose, and it doesn't always have to be by the most honorable of ways. You know,
right? I would. You know, I mean, I sat there watching it with our whole family, second year in a row, getting back to a second Super Bowl is hard enough, and you know, there's a couple things. You know, there's other times. You know, Tom Brady and company drove down on the Seahawks. They scored when they had to. Then they're dinking and dunk. And the Seahawks had them. You know, a 10-point lead is pretty good. They probably
if you had told me that Seattle was going to have a 10-point lead in going into the fourth quarter before the game, and said, you know, I mean, how much would you bet on Seattle in that? I would have mortgaged off all my sister's kids. I would have bet anything.
I would have too, because nobody scores on them in the last. You know, all the stats and everything else. But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, they made their plays, and Seahawks do get a little bit vulnerable when they do the dink and dunk. It seemed like midway through the fourth quarter, the guys were maybe a little tired. I don't know. They just seemed to, you know, they would get extra yards because that's their biggest thing. It's like yards after catch. You might catch it, but we're going to stop you. Eventually, Brady scores. But anyway, you flip forward to where Jermaine makes this crazy catch, and you're down there. And there was a couple clock managers that I've seen over the season. I wanted to make this point is because, where, you know, they had to call a timeout. They just kind of were kind of like overthinking themselves. And I think Browner even said this. But, man, on everything, I've watched the play like four or five times on different networks and list on all these different people. Give the ball to the beast, man. I mean, at least if the Patriots stopped them on four straight tries, you know what? You just got to tip your hat and shake them and say, you guys came up. But not to give Marshawn because he missed a pick. You know, the whole thing, I just don't understand why. You know, I know he. I know Pete Carroll tried to explain it. Man, that's why I'm calling in, because I'm
you needed to vent. You needed to vent to a live voice, is what you're telling me.
Yes, right. I mean, I just don't understand. All season, Russell doesn't. He's a cerebral guy. He doesn't make plays like that. And Bevel.
Oh, evidently, obviously, he does.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean. Somebody pointed out.
But you got to give a credit. The guy who made the interception, he did make a nice play. It wasn't like, you know, he threw the goal. You know, the guy was wide open and he threw it. You know, he made a nice play on it. You know,
he did.
He punished
the
receiver.
I don't know if you saw it, but is there anywhere else he could have gone? Or, man, if you were making that call, you just give it to the Beast, 2-3-4, call a timeout. You call your three plays, put your big guys in the middle, and run it right in the. Right up there sooner. He's going to get the yard.
Hey, you say that, but you never know. People get held.
You go.
Look at Super Bowl 16 right. With the Bengals. Hey, listen, got to run, Reno. Sure. Call me during the rest. Call me during all the right. week, okay? Sports Thanks. Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92, 1-800-878-7529.
If you've ever imagined yourself in Hawaii, YMT Vacations will make your dreams come true. With a perfect climate, breathtaking scenery, and exquisite beaches, you can experience paradise with YMT on a 13-day four-island tour. Feel the warm sand beneath your toes on Oahu. Smell the flowers and see the brilliant colors of Kauai. Discover spectacular waterfalls and lush tropical foliage on Maui, or picture yourself strolling the black sand beaches of the Big Island. YMT Vacations offers weekly departure dates with beautiful hotels on all four islands, baggage handling, tour guide drivers, sightseeing, flights between the islands, and free time to relax. For details and reservations, call YMT at 1-888-400-5770. Don't miss out on this trip of a lifetime at the guaranteed lowest price from only $1,649 plus tax. Low-cost airfare available too. Call today, 1-888-400-5770.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. A couple of Progressive soup cans with a string between the two of them. You name it, you can hear us. And Larry now joining us. Okay, I'll be honest with you. When it comes to MMA and Ultimate Fighting, the only thing I know about it is that I would get my ass kicked. And being that this past January 3rd, it was a Saturday in Vegas, there was a big card, UFC 182, Jones and Cormier were going at it. I don't know a damn thing about it. The day before the event, I happened to have been playing poker in Orinda, California. And sitting right next to me was a man named Dan Holzman, who looked very familiar. And then I realized he's half of the Raspini brothers. Now, if you don't know who the Raspini brothers are, that's your own damn fault. We'll talk about that later. But Dan Holzman, he's going to get us through this whole MMA UFC thing. He joins us on Sports Overnight. Dan, thank you very much for joining us. How are you tonight?
Good. My pleasure, Jerry.
Of course it is.
UFC 182, bad blood.
Bad blood. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions first. Having met you, you seem like a fairly mild-mannered, easygoing. So how did you get interested in, you know, Ultimate Fighting? Were you big? Did you like boxing when you were a kid, or is this just something you picked up like when you first saw it?
I was more into like Bruce Lee movies and,
really?
And kung fu movies. And I remember when the first UFC came out, it was all about different styles fighting each other to see who was the best.
Right.
Like sumo versus kung fu. And I was very intrigued by that because I wanted to see, you know, the reality of fighting versus the movie version of fighting.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, the reality version was much worse, a lot more boring.
Right.
Because in the early days, they didn't have weight divisions. I don't think they had time limits.
It was just basically a street brawl with somewhat resembling rules.
Yeah, but the guy who did the best was this guy, Royce Gracie,
right.
who's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter. And his style was basically to get a guy down. And for the people who had no skills as ground fighters, who were just mostly strikers,
mm-hmm.
as soon as he got him to the ground, it was over. He just kind of got him like an anaconda and just would slowly choke them. There was a lot of like grappling, guys laying on top of each other. And the fights were just really disappointing compared to what you saw, you know, in the mixed martial arts movie.
Right, watching a Chuck Norris. By the way, Chuck Norris, he had that line one time, I guess he was hosting it, and he said, "Is this legal?" I remember it. And there's actually a book called "Is This Legal?" about the history of MMA and UFC. I haven't read it yet, but I'm interested. If Chuck Norris is wondering if something is, because when it first came out, there were a lot of, I think New York now is the only state where they still don't, I think MMA and UFC is not sanctioned by the athletic commission or whatever it is. But I know in a lot of states, it took a long time for them to get on board and make this a sanctioned sport in their state.
Well, some politicians made it a deal. I think John McCain was the one who called it human cockfighting. And, you know, initially there weren't rules. They kind of sold it that way, like, right. you know, nothing is off limits except for, I think, eye gouging and fish hooking. And
right.
I think you could even punch to the groin back then.
Oh.
So the good thing about, one thing I like about the UFC is very rarely can you see a sport evolve. I mean, you know, baseball.
Yeah, you know,
football.
You're actually right. It's very nobody was around when the bare knuckles fighters started wearing gloves back in the turn of the 19th century. So yeah, actually, you have a good point. I never thought of it that way.
So that's been really interesting to see how the changes they've made, and with the time limits and the weight divisions, and as the fighters became more complete MMA fighters,
because mm-hmm.
at first they all had like a weakness, like you'd have a striker versus a ground fighter.
Right.
And now they all have to be really complete mixed martial artists to do well. That's how much the sport has evolved.
What do you think was the biggest evolution that you've seen in the sport thus far, aside from them actually having rules now?
I think the weight divisions. And when you see like a giant 600-pounder versus a guy who's 150, it's more of like a spectacle.
Right.
You don't really see that as a real fight or a real something, a sporting event.
Right.
No other sporting event would you see that kind of discrepancy between, you know, the weight classes.
Right. Okay. Now I understand. Okay. See, now I'm starting. I'm being educated as I interview here. Dan Holzman, he joins us on Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. He is kind of weaving my way through the world of UFC and MMA. So let's talk about what happened on Saturday night, January 3rd, in Las Vegas. It was UFC 182. I got the card in front of me. I see who won. I see who did what. Truthfully, I don't know a whole hell of a lot about these guys. What was the big attraction to 182 this past week?
Well, it's always good, I think. Well, first of all, the two fighters are excellent fighters, the headliners.
Mm-hmm.
You had Daniel Cormier, who's a two-time Olympian,
right.
undefeated, I think 15-0.
Right.
You had John Bones Jones, who is the longest reigning, or I think he's one of the longest reigning light heavyweights. This was his eighth title defense, which is the longest in light heavyweight history.
Mm-hmm.
So you had two really excellent fighters, and it was very, their styles match up. You have John Jones, who's tall and lanky, and really had a foot or more reach advantage,
right?
Which is a really big advantage for a fighter.
Right.
You had Daniel Cormier, shorter, stockier, more of a wrestler. So the style matchup was very intriguing. And they really didn't like each other, which
like Ali Frazier, basically.
Well, I think sometimes that's put on to sell a fight, But in this case, you really saw they didn't like each other. In fact, there was a brawl, like for one of the first times during one of the weigh-ins.
Nice.
And in the weigh-ins, they always get really close to each other, and sometimes they touch foreheads.
Right.
Or it's kind of a weird scene with the two guys almost kissing, it seems like, sometimes. But then Daniel Cormier put his hand up on Jon Jones' throat and pushed him away, and then all hell broke loose, and a little fracas ensued.
Let me ask you, how many of these events have you been to in person?
Zero.
You've never see now. I actually did go to one in Sacramento one time, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago. I'll be honest with you; it's a lot of fun, and there's some damn good-looking women at these things. But I'll be honest: when I was at this, I was surprised. I expected to go to this and see just something one notch up from some middle America wrestling crowd. But I went there. There were people there. I mean, in tuxedos. We're talking about some high rollers and some. I don't want to, sophisticated individuals, maybe not be the term I'm looking for, but I was surprised to see the crowds that go to the. It wasn't just a bunch of people going there, you know, with you know 6 teeth and 12 brain cells between them, just to see people beat each other up. This actually has a pretty decent following amongst people who actually spend money with sponsors.
Well, I think it's kind of taken over from boxing. I don't think that the heavyweight boxing still has that same cachet as it did back in the Tyson days,
right? And even before that, yeah.
So for the fight fans who want to see a big spectacle, who want to go to a big event, I think UFC is the way to go. So I've never been to one. It was one of my wishes for this year, perhaps even the next one, 183, which is Anderson Silva versus Nick Diaz.
Okay, and is that if that's in Vegas, you know, I might have to go with you just to check this
Let's
out.
Let's do it.
I definitely
play a little poker, watch some fights.
And Amy Pittle, the laughter diva in residence of the show, she's the big boss babe at Sin City Comedy in Planet Hollywood. So free rooms, we're good to go.
Nice, man. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so why don't you give us the rundown on how things went with these fights on Saturday night? Because like I said, I was out drinking all night, so I have no idea.
Well, let's start with the headliners, and I guess the whole thing stemmed from some innocuous thing where Jones, when he first met Cormier, said, like, I bet I could take you down. And I guess when you say that to a wrestler, it's kind of like saying, you know, I slept with your mother or something.
Okay, I understand.
And because Daniel Cormier is a two-time Olympian, he's like, you don't know what I've done. You don't know who I am. You can't talk to me like that.
Tell me real quick about Cormier. Him being a two-time Olympian and being as big as he is in this, does his – what's the word I'm looking for? Does his background and his credentials and his, let's say, resume, does that add a little more credence and a little more credibility to the sport to someone who otherwise may look at it and just think it's a bunch of, you know, basically barroom bouncers going at each other?
Oh, for sure. And he's probably, I think – at least the third or fourth Olympian, Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey, right.
And I think
who could kick both of our asses together, combined at the same time with one arm, probably. I've seen her.
Oh, yeah, and I think Joe Rogan was talking about how, you know, if she wanted to fight a 135-pound man, that's her weight class,
right,
that it wouldn't be that much of a unfair fight because of her style, you know, with the arm bars.
Right.
I don't know if we'll ever see that. I mean, we just recently saw women fighting in the UFC.
Right.
So I don't know if we'll ever see mixed fights.
No, I doubt we will. There would be some people screaming about that. Anyway, I'm sorry for interrupting. Go back to Cormier. Cormier and Jones are going at it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a five-round fight. All the champions' fights are five-round fights. And I think nowadays, even the main event, even if it's not a championship fight, is five rounds. Normally, they're 3 5-minute rounds.
Right.
And so there was a lot of hype. They came out. Daniel Cormier came out really strong, put a lot of pressure on him. And he's more of an infighter. He needs to get inside. He needs to do a dirty box, grapple, hold on to him. And at first, you're thinking, man, this is going to be a real test. He really rocked him with a few short punches and was able to get inside, kind of push him up against the fence. But he weathered everything, you know, this Jon Jones. Daniel Cormier really didn't do too much damage, even though the first round was close. I gave it to Jones.
Okay.
The second round was definitely Cormier. I think he sort of figured out Jones' number. But I think the rap on Cormier is that when someone doesn't break, you know, when they stand up to him, this is what Jones was saying, is that he would crumble. Eventually he would crumble.
Right, stand up to a bully almost, in that kind of concept almost.
Yeah, it's a very alpha male kind of
sport.
And, you know, usually one guy's trying to break the other guy. And you see sometimes guys quit. And they kind of look for a way out. You know, they look to end the fight before they get seriously hurt.
Right.
And very rarely do you see that kind of, like, running or... The co-main event, there was that kind of running away from the other fighter. Here they engaged the whole time. It wasn't one of my favorite fights. It was kind of a grinding fight. There wasn't a lot of spectacular moments.
Right, but this was the fight to see so far in 2015, as they say, being we're a whole week into it.
Yeah, then when the championship rounds came, which are the fourth and fifth, it really just said you could see the tide turning. And Jones was actually able to take Cormier down a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
which he had never been taken down in his career. In fact, Cormier had never even lost a round in his career.
Really?
Yeah, so that's why it was so exciting. You know, to see the two caliber of fighters.
Okay, right? let me ask something real quick. Yeah,
sure.
I was always an Ali guy when he fought Foreman. He fought Frazier. Did you have a dog in the a pony in the race here, so to speak?
Yeah, I wanted to see Jones. I'm just a bigger fan of Jones. In fact, Jones brought up Ali because he was saying his technique was kind of like the rope-a-dope. Mm-hmm. He was let Cormier tire himself out.
And what people
like say, make for the most exciting fight, but it was a good strategy.
Right.
Because I think the judges also score higher towards the end.
Okay, here's another thing that judges tend, I know in boxing they tend to do, and a lot of, Sugar Ray Leonard was big on this. What he would do was he'd have his corner yell out when there was 30 seconds left in the round, and then he would put on a show. That left the impression in the judge's head. Did they do kind of the same sort of thing when it comes to MMA?
Yeah, I think the final impression, like if you end the round mounted on top of the other guy.
Right.
And someone, I forget which fighter said it, but it's like a schoolyard fight.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins the fight? The guy who wins at the end.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, exactly.
When the teacher breaks it up, who's winning?
Right.
That's the guy who won the fight.
That's the one who everyone buys the milk for at recess. Dan Holtzman, half of the Raspini brothers joining us, going through the world of MMA here. We only got about 2 minutes left, but real quick, before we say goodbye and go through what's coming up with 183, anything, I mean, you've perfectly willing or perfectly allowed to completely pimp or whore yourself out about anything you want to talk about, your website, where you're going to be, what you're doing, anything you want to talk about.
Well, I'm a professional juggler.
Yeah, I know. By the way, I'm a pretty good juggler. I was playing poker with people, and I was the worst at the table. That's never happened before.
You were the worst at the table, I got to admit. You were a bit of a maniac, but it was fun to play with.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't the most hyper one there, though. Let's be honest.
No. There were some crazies. It was a very fun mixed game with lots of different personalities.
Well, are you and Barry? Are you still doing? I know you were doing a lot of corporate functions. Are you doing those anymore or not?
I work mostly as a solo artist. Since 2008, mm-hmm. the corporate market has trailed off a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this is we've had a 35-year career.
God, it's a long time.
Yeah. So new stuff. Do something different. And so if anybody needs any juggling services...
There you go. That's what I was waiting for.
My website, danholzman.com. And in fact, I just wrote a Team Alpha Male, which is the fighting group that's in Sacramento,
mm-hmm.
an email saying, hey, if any of your fighters want to learn to juggle to improve your hand speed or your coordination or reflexes, I'd be glad to come down and give you a lesson for free just to meet the fighters.
Yeah, Michael Davis and I, this is no joke, this is about 6-8 months ago, we came up with the idea of using juggling as an aerobic exercise, making an aerobic video using juggling, because it's actually good exercise. It really is.
Well, I think it'd be great for fighters because you have to use both hands equally.
Right.
It really tests your reflexes and hand speed.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you sort of see the whole picture and be able to react before something happens, judged on an event like I threw that this way or I have to reach out for it. So I think it translates a lot to the same skills a boxer needs or a fighter.
That's actually a brilliant idea. Hey, listen, Dan, we are out of time. But listen, I want to thank you very you're more. When 183 rolls around, we'll go to Vegas together. We'll come back. We'll talk about that on the air. And I will be a little more schooled in the art of MMA and UFC. How does that sound?
Sounds fantastic.
Thank you very much. Dan Holtzman, half of the Raspini brothers. Make sure you check him out. Just Google Dan Holtzman, H-O-L-Z-M-A-N. Any kind of corporate function, if you're a fighter out there and you want better eye-hand coordination, get a hold of the man. Our thanks to Dan Holtzman talking a little MMA, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229,
800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I need a dictaphone.
You've got one on your desk.
Doesn't work.
What's wrong with it?
It's stuck on record. It won't stop recording things. It's just what you want lying around the White House counsel's office because there's never been a problem with that before.
Little Mancini here. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Buck and a half, just about a buck and a half before the top of the hour. Not really going to do an update, but if we were going to do a full one, it would have been brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the bigs right now, down through the minors, college levels, even down to youth leagues. Even have a softball bat to help you with your swing if you happen to play softball. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and it could help you. Check them out at phbat.com. They got a great coupon code in there, a coupon code that is in there for a great deal. The coupon code is PHBAT14 for the Pro Hammer Bat. Well, if you have not heard, Tom Brady et al. Are the winners of Super Bowl 49 in Glendale. One of the better finishes in Super Bowl history. Top, I'll give it top three. Let me find top five. 28-24. As I predicted on the show, New England outright, and I got the audio proof to back me up. I'm going to play it for Marco on Wednesday because he's the one I bet. So congratulations to the Pats. That is their fourth Super Bowl victory, and they've lost four of them as well. Brady's lost two, Bledsoe lost one, and the great Steve Grogan and Champagne Tony Easton to the Bears in Super Bowl 20. See that? Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. You're listening to Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
USA Radio News, I'm Cub Buning. Scary scene in a West Georgia home where authorities found five dead bodies this weekend after one failed to show up to work for several days. At this point, there are a lot more questions than answers, states Sergeant Stuart Smith of the Trope County Sheriff's Office.
Really no past history of calls at the house and really don't know what led up to this. It's just a huge tragedy and our hearts go out to the family right now.
That's audio courtesy of WSB-TV. The sheriff's office do have a lead on a 26-year-old man who could be driving an olive green Mazda Tribute.
We're doing any tracks we can on the cell phone, any internet searches for him, social media searches for him, and we're just kind of coming to a dead end right now.
The county sheriff stated he had never seen a crime scene like the one he came across in over 25 years of law enforcement. The home is about 80 miles southwest of Atlanta, just east of the Alabama state line. All your biggest news stories, they're in one place online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Cub Uning, USA Radio News.
In the early 60s, Dolores and Ray Butcher and their three daughters earned a trip to Disneyland by collecting S&H green stamps. It was a dream come true. Today, nearly everyone has a wallet or keychain full of loyalty rewards cards that they use for discounts, gifts, and even free dinners at their favorite restaurants. For years, an international company has been offering a universal loyalty rewards card in Europe. Now they are looking for independent representatives to launch this card in the U.S. and Canada. We call it the Blue Card. One card to replace dozens. The Blue Card offers discounts, cash back, it even accumulates points to shop at participating merchants and an online mall. It's free to get the card and free to become a representative. You could help launch the Blue Card in your area and get paid wherever it's used. Imagine, you could get paid every time someone fills their gas tank, buys groceries, orders an online air ticket, or purchases just about anything. To get your free Blue Card, call 800-627-6620. 800-627-6620.
On a weekend that saw the tragic passing of Japanese journalist Kenji Goto at the hands of Islamic State forces, one Al Jazeera scribe was released after a year in an Egyptian prison. Australian native Peter Gresta is out of the African nation and is on his way down under. Music to the ears of his mother, Lois.
I'm ecstatic. You know, I just can't say, you know, how happy I am about it all. I'm very excited and pleased, and thank goodness this is all over.
Gresta is now being accompanied by one of his brothers, while the other, Andrew, could not be happier with the news.
Peter Gresta is a free man. He is currently with our brother Mike in Cyprus, where he's gathering his thoughts for the moment. He is safe, healthy, and very, very happy to be on his way home.
Two of Gresta's Al Jazeera colleagues, Mohamed Fahmy and Bahir Mohamed, remain behind bars in Cairo. Let's connect on social media, a like on Facebook, and a follow on Twitter at USA Headline News. USA Radio News.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
Super Bowl 49 started slow, picked up some steam, gave us one of the most competitive title games ever. The New England Patriots came back from 10 points down in the fourth quarter and beat the Seattle Seahawks 28-24. The first half came to a furious close with two late touchdowns by each team to even the score at 14, just in time for the annual halftime show. Big stage, big television audience, and an even bigger production. That's right up pop singer Katy Perry's alley. Fourth Super Bowl win for the Patriots, third MVP trophy for their quarterback, Tom Brady. Well, one New Hampshire town full of Patriots fans might be buried under snow this week after a fire late Friday night destroyed their fleet of snowplows. Here's Chief Steve Bird of the Henniker Fire Department on the current situation and the help the town's getting.
Five of the town's five large snowplow trucks are gone, and the road grader. New Hampshire DOT has provided several, and I don't know the exact number, I think it's somewhere between three and five, snowplow trucks with plows and wings and sanders ready to go.
The fire alarm did go off, but smoke and flames made a rescue impossible. The building was not equipped with a sprinkler system. Monday's forecast calls for up to a foot of snow.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. At least that's what it says in the corner of our stationery. 1-800-878-7529. Joined by the great Cabby. How are you, my friend?
I'm not so great, Cabby. I'm above average, but not great.
You were watching the game in Santa Cruz. Beautiful Santa Cruz, California.
It was 70 degrees.
It was warmer here than it was in Santa Cruz.
Well, not when the fog moved in.
Yeah, it's coming in early this year.
Santa Cruz has a little more southern climate. Pretty.
The banana slugs.
There you go. The best mascot. What a genius marketing.
I'm trying to think. The Raging Cajuns. They used to be Southwest Louisiana State. They're Louisiana Lafayette now. The Raging Cajuns was a great name.
There are actual banana slugs at UC campus.
There's Raging Cajuns in Louisiana.
Oh. That,
but still, the most popular T-shirt / sweatshirt in the country to be bought. Slippery Rock University in Pennsylvania. It's a Division II school. My cousin went there.
And what was there?
Slippery Rock is the name of the school.
No, I meant what was there?
It doesn't matter. It says Slippery Rock.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I'm a Triton, and we're trying to figure out what that was. Somebody said it was the pointy thing of King Neptune, but that's a trident.
So I was an owl. My uncle and I, we used to play this game all the time. We used to, you know, name schools, and you had to give their mascot or where they were located. You know, he was one of those intellectual types. We used to do that when we were fishing. And the pen.
Quaker.
The Quaker, very good.
Oh, easy.
But there are other schools like, you know, in the Ivy League, like Dartmouth, they're the big green.
What is Northern Illinois?
Southern Illinois is a Saluki.
It is Southern. That's why I asked, because I knew I was
that's
wrong.
Excellent knowledge. But, you know, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk commercials. We'll talk Super Bowl, and we'll make up the rest as we go along. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92, 1-800-878-7529.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
GolfDiscount.com is already the best place to find high-quality golf clubs, bags, shoes, and more at the guaranteed lowest prices. Now it's also where you can win a brand-new tailor-made R15 driver. Go to GolfDiscount.com/radio and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll be entered for a chance to win. While you're there, you can write product reviews for even more chances to win. That's right, the best place for great golf gear since 1995 just got better. Head to GolfDiscount.com/radio now, and a tailor-made R15 driver could be yours. That's GolfDiscount.com/radio.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Oh my God, they've shot him!
Five clips, your incredible nincompoop is the end of the quarter.
Great Sonny Boy Williamson, whose real name was Rice Miller, died the day I was born, May 25th, 1965. Also the day of the second Ali Liston fight in Lewiston, Maine.
Related to Jerry Rice, the football player?
No, his name was Alec Rice Miller. No.
Dumb question of the night.
Before that, we heard a little clip from the movie, the brilliant 1970 dark comedy MASH, Robert Altman flick. And you heard Sally Kellerman and Roger Bowen, who played Colonel Blank. Colonel Henry, what was his middle name? I used to know this. Braidmore. Henry Braidmore Blake was his full name.
You get to see Sally naked.
Yep, and that was there's a funny story about how they shot that. So, in any event, but Roger Bowen played Henry Blake in the movie, and of course, McLean Stevenson played him in the TV show. They died the same exact day, Valentine's Day 1996, both of them.
That's creepy.
It is creepy.
Oh,
it's really creepy.
Wow. I learned something new. I watch that show all the time. The movie is better than any of the TV shows.
They were all asked to if they want to be on the TV show, and Gary Berghoff, who was a pain in the ass. What was the great line Larry Linville had? He said everyone loved Radar but couldn't stand Berghoff.
He's the original crossover.
Yeah, there were three other people who appeared in the movie. Who were in the movie that appeared on the TV show, and one of them was he played the Captain Bandini in the movie, and he appeared as one episode as a dentist.
Oh, Duvall.
No.
I'm thinking of the great Santini with Robert Duvall.
Okay, Corey Feldman. Anyway, and the other one was Tim. I can't remember his name now. Tim. He played football with the Colts too and the Eagles.
I don't know. They had so many football players.
He actually had a role on the TV show as well.
But wasn't Davidson the one smoking pot into Raiders' face?
No, that wasn't Ben Davidson, but
is that guy's name? He's a great player.
No, Ben Davidson was in the movie, but that wasn't him smoking the pot they were showing.
That was actually
a player by the name of Yale Larry. Yale Larry, who's in the Hall of Fame.
Classic scene.
Fran Tarkenton was in there. You know, think Fred Williamson, who played Spear Chucker Jones,
the best.
What drove me crazy about that, the football scene, and it's funny as hell. You know, Tom Skerritt and And the face masks. It was supposedly 1952. They didn't have face masks in 1952.
Ooh.
It drove me nuts. Absolutely.
Oh, not even. I wouldn't even notice that.
See,
you had to be pretty young when that came out.
I was five when it came out.
Dad was very mad we saw it. We were like at that, not supposed to go into R's without your parents.
Well, did you read the book?
It was like when we took us to see Dirty Harry.
Did you read the book?
No.
Richard Hornacker was the real name. He went by the name Richard Hooker. In the book, trust me, you have to read the book. And it's funny, Ring Lardner Jr., who was one of the blacklisted Hollywood Eight during the McCarthy era, he won the Academy Award for Best Screenplay, from Adapted Screenplay. They basically didn't use a word of his script. And he still won the Academy Award for it. It was kind of funny, actually. But
that's a pretty good story.
It is,
it's supposed to be Korea, but it was more Vietnam.
That was
the overtone. That's why.
Exactly. But Richard Hornacker, who wrote the original book MASH, wrote it about the 853rd. He was a real doctor at a MASH unit during the Korean War, and that's what it was based on.
That part we can tell.
Yeah, and Kim Atwood, who played Ho-John, was the only movie he ever appeared in the movie MASH. That was the only movie he was ever in.
I only know the guy from TV, Ho-John. I can't remember him.
But it's funny.
How about Harold and Maude's Bud
Cort? It's funny. You watch that. Of the 27 speaking roles in the original movie MASH, I think 17 of them were first film for anybody. Because you see all these people introducing Gary Berghoff, introducing John Shuck, introducing what the hell was his name? Indis Arthur. Well, Indis Arthur was she played Henry Blake's girlfriend, and she died at like 42. She was a professional harpist.
Young for a hot.
There's a great. If you get a chance, go check out Backstory, the story of the movie MASH. It's really
42 is just when I start liking them.
Yeah, she quit acting and she died. It's funny. She was a big proponent of a skincare product, and she died of skin cancer, melanoma. Go figure on that one.
That's a bigger one than people think. You know, it kind of zaps everybody.
Well, the skin is your epidermis, which is what the skin. That's your biggest organ. Did you know that? Skin is an organ.
Well, I didn't know that. I had another organ in mind.
Yeah, well,
that was my biggest.
Yeah, your skin. Yeah. Anyway, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. The Patriots, I'm sorry, they're a dynasty. They have been around. Every year for 15 years, you look at, the Patriots. You know, the one year they didn't go to the playoffs, they were, 11-5, and they didn't make the playoffs. And that was when Brady got hurt and Matt Castle was their quarterback. They were 11-5 and didn't make the playoffs that year. And Matt Castle got rich afterwards. But you think about it, they're like the San Antonio Spurs, are still. They're, the Braves in the 90s.
Big Niners fan. He's a Niner fan. He's from the San Mateo area.
Who?
Brady.
Oh, Brady. Oh, yeah, of course.
He lives over there.
People tend to forget what a big guy he is. He's like
the other thing is he went to a Catholic school.
So
you know how people go long distances to be Catholic for the football team.
Yeah.
But he actually lived like 4 or 5 blocks from the actual school. So I always liked the fact that he wasn't one of those traveling De La Salle guys.
You know, it's funny. If Townsend and I had this discussion, you got to remember Drew Bledsoe had just signed a $100 million contract with the Patriots. The year before, they won the Super Bowl, and Bob Kraft loved Bledsoe. Bledsoe led them to the Super Bowl against the Packers in '96. If they lose the Tuck Rule game or they don't win the Super Bowl, Drew Bledsoe is going to be your starting quarterback the next year, and maybe we might never have heard of Tom Brady.
No, that's the amazing thing that is he stuck with them. You got to make that decision. Niners kind of did the same thing with
Alex Smith. Bledsoe, he had a lacerated kidney or a liver. He wasn't coming back healthy.
Anytime soon,
yeah, he came back during the playoffs. People tend to forget he actually threw a touchdown.
Who did he end up going with? Because he just wanted
to play. Oh, yeah, he was, I can't remember. Was it the Eagles?
Second team.
Yeah, I can't remember.
He did all right.
No, Bledsoe went to Dallas.
He did okay, right?
Yeah, with Bill Parcells down there.
There it is.
See that? That's excellent. Excellent.
Wow. Creepy in a way.
And where did he go to school?
Who?
Bledsoe.
Oh.
Washington State.
Oh, Pac-10 guy, and I don't know.
Would you not know that?
Oh, strike three, cabbie.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. My West Coast knowledge is... It's lacking.
We're going to go to a break. We come back. We're going to talk about the commercials.
Pac-10 is the best. Your listeners should know.
Yeah, I played in the A-10, which isn't even around anymore.
What?
The Atlantic 10.
What did the A stand for?
Atlantic.
Oh, I thought something else.
No. Ha, ha, ha.
What do I know about
yeah,
east?
What do you know?
I don't know anything east of the, what is it, Mississippi River.
I'm still trying to figure out why Roy Richards would have committed suicide, the founder of Victoria's Secret. I mean, how bad could your life have been? At 46, jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge, as do, on average, two people a month.
And you have all these girls wanting to work for you, and they have to pass the audition.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
1-800-878-7529. Oh, by the way, I've been really lazy about Twitter, so I just canceled my account. I'm going to get a new Twitter thing going. We'll let you know about that. You can get a hold of us on Facebook, Sports Overnight America. Or you know what? Just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke spelled this way. G-E-R-R-I-E. My parents had a sense of H-U-M-U-R, O-R, whatever it is. And it's last name is B-U-R-K-E, which is the pretty standard one. Get a hold of me. I'll say hi to just about anybody. 1-800-878-7529. Boys and girls of all ages. I'm Jerry Burke. That's Cabby. You're the listener. Those be the Beatles from the Yellow Submarine album. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. All together now. All together now. Sail the ship. Sail the ship. Sail the ship. Jump the tree. Skip the rope. Look at me.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Was available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yeah!
Yeah, the whole 40th anniversary of landing on the moon. Pretty big deal. And I know now we take it for granted, but I mean, go outside and look up and go, wow, somebody actually has gone there multiple times. I don't know, space for me, I've never really been into space all that much. I really, if someone said, all right, Townsend, we're going to send you up in a space shuttle, you ready to go? I don't know if I'm all that hip about that. I mean, the whole thing of blowing up in the sky in these space shuttles, that freaks me out. I don't like flying. I fly all over the place, but I don't like it. The reason why I will fly is one of two reasons. I'm either working or I'm going to have a really good time. So it makes it worth getting on that plane. Otherwise, I can't stand flying. I hate it. And the couple times where we've seen space shuttles crash or burn up in the sky freaks me out. And I'm going up into space and to look back and see Earth would just be like the most incredible thing. But we're kind of getting to a point, and I understand how big NASA is and what NASA has meant to this country and the space program, our space program, the Russian space program. It's overall been great for mankind and has brought so many different things. I mean, what they've discovered helping these astronauts, so many different things have helped us in our day-to-day life. I get it. But now I'm at a point to where I saw this news story today. What should we do? Should we go back to the moon or should we go back to Mars? I really don't care. As an American at this point right now, we need the space program. Always keep searching. Always keep exploring. I understand that. Keep doing it. But really, I mean, sending somebody back to the moon, sending some type of land craft to go around and pick up stuff to, hey, there was possibly water on Mars, does nothing for me. I need to find extraterrestrials. You want to make it interesting for me? Find true life. Find aliens. Find Martians. Find something crawling around. You can hear all the rumors about, oh, there's really alien bases on the moon. Okay, find me that. Don't pick up rocks. Don't pick up things that used to be particles of water. That's not doing it for me anymore. You want me to be like, I love space, I love NASA, you want my tax dollar, because God knows I get taxed enough. Find me some creatures with big heads, skinny bodies, and three fingers. Find me something. That's what I want. I want life. I want real life. I don't want particles. Save the rocks. You know, sending these little rovers to go around, and there's a camera, and I'm not in it for that anymore. I want to see real life. I want aliens. Am I the only guy? That's what I want from my space program. Go find me life. Don't find me a planet and go onto this planet that life existed there millions of years ago. I know. I could care less. I want life now. I want to see alien condos. I want to see alien suburbia. I want to see where aliens go to their 7-Eleven and do they have Slurpees and beef jerky. That's what I want my space program to find. Other than that, it's tired. Going to the moon again? For what? What are we getting out of going to the moon again? Unless you're going to bring some crazy ass space stuff back, why are we going to the moon? Say we went there? Okay. Hey, guy walking on the moon again. Not a lot of gravity. Hey, hit the golf ball. Sweet. We've done that. Find me something that's going to make me want to care about space and keep spending a ton of money to keep sending these guys and gals up into space. What are you finding me? Find something. Preferably, once again, little man, big head, skinny body, couple fingers. Okay? Find Robin Williams. Mork. Nanu Nanu. Find something. Don't bring me back rocks. Don't bring me back some type of whatever from the ground of this planet. See, there's proof that there was water here, that when there was water, there could have been life. Okay, great. Am I the only one on this? 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I support NASA. I think we need to explore. I'm just saying they need to deliver a little bit more. These crazy planets that have these crazy atmospheres, that have nothing there, there's no life, find me life. Find me, if there is life out there, find it. Show me where they're hanging out. Have a conversation with them. Tape it. Just going up and bringing back what they've been bringing back. Have they really found anything? And I know there's probably some people who are really into astronomers or people really into space and say, you're an idiot. Okay, I'm fine. I'm an idiot. I would never debate you on that. But at some point, we're going to keep pumping all this money into it. Bring me something back good. Big game hunter, get me something. You go out fishing, bring me back a big fish. I want the big fish. I will be into when they have like these zero gravity machines where you just kind of take off and it, you know, you just kind of float into space. I'm way in on that one. But I don't want to get on this big metal craft and you're strapping rockets to it and blasting me into the sky. I don't know. I'm cool. I'm kind of cool being here. I'm chicken. I admit it. I don't want to get onto something where you've got a lot of fuel and rocket strapped to it, and you basically got to blow yourself up into the sky. I'm not into that one. I want that zero gravity, like elevator thing, supposedly, that they have there. You just float into space. I'm way into that. Then I'm your guy. I'll go up there and I'll be in the suit and I'll float around and I'll look at Earth and I'll say how great it is and I won't see anything and I'll come back and say the same thing everybody else has. Now, supposedly these astronauts, they come back and they've seen stuff. They just can't tell you about it. Conspiracy theories with space are pretty interesting. Conspiracy people will tell you, oh, yeah, there's a ton of stuff to be looking at. There's a ton of stuff going on out there in space that these astronauts and NASA and even the Russians, they won't tell you. They're not telling us regular Joes. Well, if that is actually true and there is a whole lot of stuff out there in space they're not showing us, that they just keep showing us these empty planets, that's what I want to see. I rather believe the conspiracy theorist because now we're talking. If there's alien bases on the moon, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see some guy up there hitting a golf ball. I just don't. One small step for man. Yeah. I don't want to see a guy hitting a golf ball. I want to see alien bases. Show me something. Make it up even. That's how you're going to get me and a lot of people back into NASA. Right now, it's like we're going to go back to the moon. Really? For what? See a guy jump around? Sweet. Glad my money went to that.
You see, I love the space program. I mean, I do. One of my first vivid memory is Christmas Eve, 1968. I was 3 years old. The Apollo 8, as they orbited the moon with Lovell, Bill Anders, who took the famous Earthrise picture, and Frank Borman, where they read from the Book of Genesis. And the Genesis that was before Peter Gabriel, just throwing that out there.
Oh, there you go.
But I'm
Phil Collins.
In the background, you're hearing Mason Williams right now doing a
classical gas.
Yep.
Oh, I never knew that was his name.
Mason.
Wow.
He was the chief, the head comedy head writer for the Smothers Brothers show. He's a comedy writer.
I got an easy one. What television show did he do?
Who?
This group.
It wasn't. It was Mason Williams.
No, who did Hawaii 5-0?
Oh, the...
Wasn't it Classical Gas?
No, it's the Safaris.
Oh, this is not the same.
No, this is different. This is called Classical... You know,
the B-side of Hawaii 5-0 is Classical Gas.
Yeah, but that was the Safaris that did that.
No.
See?
Man, you're bumming me. You're harshing my buzz.
I know all that stuff.
Oh, man.
Smarter than
Who
the...
Who won the Super Bowl?
Oh, that, you kidding me? It was... That, Pittsburgh 16-6. Oh, no, Super Bowl 9.
Well, we could be like other sports channels and just repeat that like 80 times an hour.
You know, good on New England. You know, I mean, that's just. I mean, that,
no, it was. Great game. That's what you want.
You know, I still think. I mean, Seattle, you know, not. The
10
best,
times better.
The best team. The best team doesn't always win.
No, and it's always something dumb. You have a great game.
Yeah.
Look, you expected Seattle's defense or New England's offense to be the dominant force. Right. And what happened? It was Seattle's offense against New England's defense, right. The weaker of the two for
right.
both.
Right. The best team doesn't.
That's who won the
Super Bowl. The best team doesn't always always win. And a lot of times the best team doesn't always get to the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, you talk about the Browns in the mid-late 80s with the against Denver, you know, Elway pulling it out his ass twice, or, you know, Ernest Byner fumbling, you know. But
it's
you know,
a beautiful game when it's close.
I mean,
everybody hated both teams.
I mean, the Packers were light years better than Denver in 1997. I mean, they were favored by, you know, look at New England was a better team than the Jets.
I had money on that. Moneyline Denver, 3.5 to 1.
I hated Elway.
10 to 1.
I can't stand him.
No, but it was Terrell Davis. I love a great running back.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live. And the next year they played Atlanta, who should not have been there. Minnesota should have been there.
I hate the Broncos.
And Gary what's his face? Missing the only few. Oh, God.
As a Charger fan, I hate the Broncos. But Terrell Davis is from San Diego.
Migraine boy. Sports Overnight America.
There we go.
iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
If you've ever imagined yourself in Hawaii, YMT Vacations will make your dreams come true. With a perfect climate, breathtaking scenery, and exquisite beaches, you can experience paradise with YMT on a 13-day four-island tour. Feel the warm sand beneath your toes on Oahu. Smell the flowers and see the brilliant colors of Kauai. Discover spectacular waterfalls and lush tropical foliage on Maui, or picture yourself strolling the black sand beaches of the Big Island. YMT Vacations offers weekly departure dates with beautiful hotels on all four islands, baggage handling, tour guide drivers, sightseeing, flights between the islands, and free time to relax. For details and reservations, call YMT at 1-888-400-5770. Don't miss out on this trip of a lifetime at the guaranteed lowest price from only $1,649 plus tax. Low-cost airfare available too. Call today, 1-888-400-5770.
The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wallen Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wallen Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wallen Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Your blood pressure is 120 over 80. Your EKG shows a good sinus rhythm. No evidence of ischemic changes. Your electrolytes and metabolic panels are within normal limits. Chest x-ray is clear and prostate screens are fine. So we can have sex now.
This was actually a really good album. Electric Warrior, Mark Bolan, and T-Rex. The late Mark Bolan passed away at 26 in a car crash. He was the passenger in the car.
How come you're so accurate with everybody's death? That's kind of crazy.
Well, don't forget, I worked in classic rock radio for years.
No, but I mean, you know when people, you know, like, the only one I ever got on you was Donna Douglas, who just recently died.
On January 2nd at the age of 81.
And it was so sad. That was very sad. Ellie May from the Hillbillies.
I know Irene Ryan died in 69. She died on stage during a performance, who played Granny.
Wait, which year?
I think it was 69 or it was like in
the Beverly Hillbillies went a few years.
Okay, it was like
started
no,
in 65.
It was like 72 or something. She was on stage in LA and had a stroke and died on stage. Buddy Ebsen was the original Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, was allergic to the makeup.
He lasted a long time.
And he was a great dancer. People tend to forget that he was a song and dance man, but he was allergic to the silver makeup. And
hated Nancy Culp.
Yep. Nancy Culp, of course.
Oh, boy.
Nancy Culp, of course, ran for Congress out of Pennsylvania a bunch of times, unsuccessfully. And Max Baer Jr., of course, the son of former heavyweight champ Max Baer Sr., obviously. He had a degree in philosophy. He was actually a pretty well-educated guy.
One of the greatest characters in television.
Jethro Bodine.
Unbelievable.
What do you want to say? Either a brain surgeon or a soda jerk. That's what he was going to be.
You know, the thing about Ellie Mae I loved after she died, I looked up her birth date. And for 1965 is the first year of the Beverly Hillbillies, mm-hmm. and she's supposed to play like a 15-year-old
No, like
daughter.
She's supposed to be like 17 or 18, yeah.
She's 29.
Where was she, where did they move to Beverly Hills from?
Oh, I don't know. Tennessee.
Yeah, what was the town?
Not Bug Tussle.
No.
Bug Tussle's their neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Napoleon.
Oh, I didn't
Napoleon, know. Tennessee.
Never would have got that.
See that? And how much did they was their land
It kept getting upgraded.
It was 64 million is what they got.
That's the first one?
Yeah.
And then it just kept going
up. You
know
what's funny? You talk about shows like that, how dumb people are. Sherwood Schwartz, who created, amongst other things, Gilligan's Island, he talked about, you know, there were people that actually used to call the CBS network and send letters and telegrams and stuff saying, why don't you send the Coast Guard out, you know, to that island to pick the... They thought the Beverly Hillbillies, these people lived in that house and everything. They're people who actually believe this crap. I mean,
it's unbelievable. Yeah, War of the Worlds, pretty much.
Well, there's a great PBS American Experience that came out October of 2014, which was the 75th anniversary of the War of the Worlds broadcast on October 30th, 1938. And Oliver Platt narrated it, and how it actually went over. Most people, you know, didn't get fooled initially, but they got over it quickly. But the story about how that got pulled off, it had nothing to do with the actual show itself, because they gave a disclaimer and everything in the beginning. Most people didn't hear it. They were listening to the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy show, which was the most popular show on radio, the Chase and Sanborn, which came out at the same time. And about 7 or 8 minutes in, they introduced a singer. It wasn't really popular, and they did the equivalent of channel surfing. And they got to CBS, and this is when the first bulletin came, and they'd never heard the disclaimer saying this was they thought, because the Mercury Theater, they used to do radio plays based on classic novels. They would do the Iron Mask, Robinson Crusoe. I mean, all these different ones. you know, Treasure Island, all the, and they didn't know it was an actual play because most people missed the disclaimer in the beginning.
It's too funny, you know. Like,
and also at the time,
to.
There was a big thing at the time. Also, don't forget, this was when Hitler was really getting into power, and you know, it seemed like every 20 minutes there was a special broadcast or a special bulletin coming across on the news. And you know, they were so used to hearing it, and when they were bringing up the special bulletins and special broadcast during this fake play, people were buying into it.
No, and like you said, everybody was radio oriented. Television didn't exist back then. Mm-hmm. You used it for your news.
Oh, radio. Most people, it's funny, during the Depression, everybody owned a radio. People would not buy food just to have a radio.
I mean, just like right now, we're faking everybody out like we know something about sports.
No,
we don't know nothing.
Right now, we
but
don't.
We still got to sell and shovel it.
I'll tell you a story. This will crack you up. My grandparents on my mom's side got married on Halloween 1938. The War of the Worlds and Ford's, New Jersey, which is in the Oranges, that area. And the War of the Worlds broadcast was the night before. And, of course, the aliens supposedly landed in the town of Grover's Mills, which is only about 8 or 10 miles from Ford's, where they got married. And literally, like a third of the people who were supposed to come to the wedding didn't show up because they were still bringing their stuff back to the house.
Now, I was going to ask you about the actor. He did Citizen Kane.
Orson Welles.
Right, and he did Citizen Kane. There was a big controversy about that.
Well, it was based on William Randolph Hearst. And Hearst did everything in his power to try to hold him, and he did. He held it up for almost a year.
Right.
And Welles was like 25 when he wrote, produced, and directed and starred in this thing.
Oh, so he actually was the producer.
And wrote it, and wrote it and everything.
Okay, was that before or after the War of the Worlds?
That was after. The War of the Worlds was 38. Citizen Kane was released in 41.
So he had that controversial little...
Well, what happened was after the War of the Worlds thing, I mean, Hollywood came a-knocking. They gave him carte blanche to do whatever he wanted. And so he did come up with Citizen Kane. Of course, then he did The Stranger and The Third Man, The Ambersons, of course, Touch of Evil, which is a brilliant movie. Citizen Kane was based on William Randolph Hearst. And Hearst was furious, and he did everything in his power to hold it up because Hearst was one of the most powerful people on the planet at the time.
And, oh, yeah. No, we know him in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. The Hearst,
he kind of owns this place.
And, of course, Patty Hearst.
Deadwood.
Have you ever been to the Hearst Castle down in San
I go by it all the time. My brother's
lived
down
there. That's in San Simeon, right?
Yeah.
It's actually really cool.
Yeah. It's kind of isolated, so you got to specifically want to go there. So I only go down there when I, like, driving to L.A. when I got
I went there once back in, was it 99? My old literary agent, when I used to write humor columns, she lived in, Santa Clarita, which most of the town doesn't even exist anymore because of the mudslides a couple of years back.
That's south, almost
Santa
Barbara.
It's about 35, 40 miles northeast of L.A. And we were driving up to San Francisco again, and I stopped at the Hearst Castle. And it was a cool place. I mean, I really dug that place.
But what do they do? They just like have tours and
lives there, but it's fascinating.
The crowds are good or?
Oh yeah. I mean, they're all guided tours and they have, there's only X amount of people that go on the tour at a time. So it's not real crowded, but absolutely unbelievable. The amount of, vulgar display of wealth doesn't even begin to describe, when he built that Xanadu in Citizen Kane.
Right.
House that's based on the Hearst Castle. That building in Xanadu, that place was an outhouse compared to the real Hearst Castle. I mean, that place is unbelievable if you ever get a chance to go through it.
I can't believe the stuff I don't visit in my own state. I've never been to Alcatraz. Don't want.
I've only
go.
Been to Alcatraz once.
No, I could but care less.
No, but it's,
I grew up
it,
here.
It's actually
care
it's
less.
A lot of fun. Though the ferry ride over is cool, but no, it's the Alcatraz is actually cool. I really like that.
I want to go to San Quentin and laugh at all the convicted
murderers. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what
you
do.
That would be a tour. I was like, hey, how you doing in there?
The 583,
having a good time? Yeah.
The 583
shouldn't
guys.
Shouldn't have killed those people.
And the 583 people on death row, and you want to go tease them. Yeah, that's exactly what you want to do.
More than once I've had people threaten me in my job, and about five times, no kidding, they go, you don't want to mess with me. I just got out of San Quentin, and I always went.
Think about this, and we'll get to sports in a second. But if you're sentenced to death in California, you're not going to die anytime soon because there are 583 people. There are people who've been on death row in California now for 30 years, and they still haven't executed them. So, like Scott Peterson, that was what? 10,
not happening.
That was like 10, 12 years ago?
Yep.
10 years ago, right?
I think there's a suffering in keeping them alive.
He's not going anywhere anytime soon.
people don't get that. Killing them is one thing, but there is a suffering in leaving them alive in a box the rest of their lives.
You spend 23 hours a day in a cell, you know, 8 by 10 or 8 by 6 or whatever it is. I mean, those cells at San Quentin, I'm not kidding you. I have a closet in my flat that's bigger than those cells.
Oh, Pelican Bay is worse.
No. These San Quentin cells, I'm not kidding you. They were like 5.5 by 7.5.
And you get the mix of L.A.
And they weren't allowed radios. They weren't allowed newspapers, anything. I mean, it was harsh.
Don't they get to play basketball against the Warriors once a year?
No, but I've played baseball up there with Bill Lee against the San Quentin team.
Was that fun?
They have some good ball players there. I told you about the one guy who pitched there. I can't remember his name. He was a pitcher at St. John's with Frank Viola. And actually was drafted. I want to say he was drafted by either the Brewers or the White Sox or something. But then he killed his wife and his mother-in-law or something like that.
Oh,
but I've batted against him. He's a big, tall, gangly left-hander, and I'm a left-handed hitter. I mean, no way. I mean, it was it's a lot of fun. Bill goes up there all the time to play ball against them.
They genuinely seem to enjoy it?
They take it serious. You have to really earn the right to be on the San Quentin.
I'm just talking about playing hard. I mean, did they, like, at the end, was it a fun experience?
They do it, yeah.
Kind of a reward.
Yeah. Danny Holtzman, who I've told you about with the Raspini brothers, he goes up there and I forgot what he does. He goes up there and teaches something. I can't remember what it is, and he does shows for the people at San Quentin. And you know, you'd be surprised. There are a lot of people who go out of their way to try to be good to the people at San Quentin because the place is a hellhole. It's been there since 1853.
Oh, yeah. No, they want to raise it because the real estate
outside of Central Park, the most valued piece of real estate in the country.
And they want to move everybody out to the desert.
Yeah, I remember about 15 years ago, there was a developer that wanted to – they were going to buy the land, and they were going to pay – the state for the transport of every prisoner. I mean, that's how badly they wanted the land, but the state wouldn't do it because of security purposes. Because Richard Ramirez was there, Richard Allen was there. So, you know.
I actually think I want to let them all loose in Muir Woods, and then they just let them all free and hope that they seen their errors of their ways.
Oh yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah, that's exactly what's going
to
happen.
They won't be able to eat anything in Muir Woods.
I like Muir Woods.
I love it, but there's no edible vegetation.
By the way, do you know in the Antarctic, there are no trees?
But there is polar bears.
Mm-hmm. And penguins.
There it is.
And a post office. There is, actually.
Well, that's for the U.S. military.
No, actually, it's a British post office.
Oh, British.
Yeah, see that?
They still got a unit down there, do they?
1-800-878-7529. What?
Not cold enough in the United States for them. They got to go south.
Well, this is their summer right now. Their summer is wrapping up. 1-800-878-7529 from their Candy O album, one of the great album covers of all time. Got the Cars in the background. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Yeah.
Which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters.
catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Let's show them what we got, guys.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Get out there in the ice and let them know you're there. Get that stick in his side. Let them know you're there.
Yeah.
Get that lumber in his teeth. Now let them know you're there.
Bleed all over him. Let them know you're there.
Woozy Kurtz was in that movie, too, I forgot. Woozy Kurtz.
He's a great actor. Who's that pervert guy?
Oh, who played Maurice? He's been in I've seen him on Law and Order.
Wasn't he the ghost in NYPD Blues or something?
Yeah, and
like
I saw him on Law and Order a few times. Jerry Hauser, who played Killer Carlson, he's had a good career. He was actually, at one time, one of the highest paid voice actors.
He's doing something now. What's it? Applebee's? No.
Jerry Hauser, that's Jack Corbett from Northern Exposure.
No, he's doing Walgreens. But
Jerry Hauser. Jerry Hauser at one time was the highest paid commercial voice people in.
I know what he's doing. He's doing something that was recent.
Oh, he's got that high pitched raspy. He kind of sounds like Jack. Well, John Corbett sounds like him just a little bit.
He's great in the movie with that kind of role. It was just
Killer Carlson.
Right, he's going to be religious, not play hockey
all
anymore.
One with the planet.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Hey, Reg, I want that $100. Hey, you got to earn it.
Who was that Ogie Oglethorpe guy?
Ogie Oglethorpe was Ned Dowd, who was actually a real professional hockey player, who was the brother of the woman who wrote the movie, Nancy Dowd. She wrote that after him telling her stories of what minor league hockey was like. He's now a very successful Hollywood producer. See that?
And does he still have his afro?
That was a wig.
The guys who
played the Hanson brothers, those guys were all professional hockey players.
Oh yeah, no, they were, and they're I think they're actually goons from what I hear.
But they're all really cool guys. But the real guy Oglethorpe was based on was a guy named Goldie Goldthorpe, and we've had him on this show. And Ogie Oglethorpe was a nice guy compared to Goldie. Goldie, I mean, he's a nice guy, but on the ice, I mean, this guy was a criminal, basically.
I loved it. My favorite Halloween costume was the Hanson brother Buddy Holly look.
Yeah, sure. Old-time hockey.
There. And anytime somebody would say something to me.
Filmed them primarily in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and Syracuse, New York.
Yep. That's actual hockey territory, too.
Oh, yeah. So, the old War Memorial in Syracuse.
Anything north up there.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. By the way, Super Bowl 49.
Oh.
Glendale, Arizona. I mean, fantastic finish in this one. New England holds on 28-24. Tom Brady playing in his sixth Super Bowl, tying Mike Lodish for the most appearances in a Super Bowl. Of course, Don Beebe, he was in six but only appeared in five. He now has four rings to go along with Bradshaw and Montana. Got to give the guy credit.
Absolutely.
And he's got a hot girlfriend.
Hometown. Represents the Bay Area well.
Yes, he does. And he's a hell of a nice guy, too. He is.
Yeah. It's hard to hate him, but I still do.
And if we were going to do an update, it would have been brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs, through the minors, down to the youth leagues. They even got a softball bat to help with your swing. Check them out at phbat.com. There's a coupon code for a great deal, phbat14, for the Pro Hammer Bat. Great job, Cabby.
Oh, have a good one, huh? Charger fan. That's why I hate Brady. Everybody understands. They took us out of the playoffs this year.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.